We are talking to Heather Nelson, who just recently announced that she will build the first female-run distillery since the dawn of legal distilling. Tulvadi Distillery will be built on an old Air Force base, and Heather wants to start distilling in 2017 already. Welcome, Heather, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Heather Nelson is building her own distillery. Such a story doesn't start out of nowhere. So could you tell us a little bit about yourself and how the idea was born to build Tulvadi?
Of course. Yes, just obviously, being from Scotland, a love of whiskey is sort of ingrained in your DNA. So the more and more that... The more that I am, you know, drank whiskey and drank different whiskies, it sort of got my interest in, I know there's only three ingredients, how come they're all so very different? So the more and more I looked into that, it really got my interest up. And actually, I want to be the one who has that influence on the flavours and creates my very own whiskey.
Oh, great. So you have a farming background, don't you?
That's correct. Both my grandparents were farmers. In the area itself, my grandfather farmed in Tulvadi, which is a small area in Ross-shire. So when you were younger, you were always involved, as always in the family business, the kids get asked to help out. So during harvest time, as soon as you were old enough to drive a tractor, then you were thrown on there and you were carting grain back and forth. So I've always been involved in it from a very, very young age.
So Tulvadi is the name of a location?
That's right. It's an area. It's just beside where the actual distillery is going to be.
And you came upon this idea, 2 years ago or something like that?
It would have been 3 years ago when I first really started looking into it in depth. So it's taken from then until now to actually start moving things forward, and because it was a dream at the start. Nobody starts looking into it thinking, actually, I can build my own distillery here. I can. So really, it's taken time, but I think that obviously the change in America, the craft distilling has really boomed. So it did open up maybe avenues that weren't there before.
Okay.
So really, it took a lot of work, but we're getting there now.
Who else will be involved there at Tulvadi? Is it your business alone? Is it family business? Do you have outside partners?
It is just myself at the moment. I own the business. I'll be the one who is in charge of it all. Obviously, as we go down the line, I'm going to need to bring in some help to help run it. And I have been asked the question before, well, will it have to be a woman? it's not a feminist distillery. It just happens to be founded by a woman. So it'll be the right person to the right job.
So that leads to my next question. You emphasize that Tulvadi will be the first female-run distillery for more than 200 years or so. And apart from being a great thing for itself, is there something you will do different compared to the usual distilleries or, let's say, male-run distilleries? Or is it just that you want to further erode the prejudice that whiskey is a man's drink?
Well, I think that should be eroded, but that certainly wasn't my my goal in going into it. A lot of the larger distilleries, women are involved in the blending.
Of course, yes.
It is said that men and women can smell things differently. So going into it as purely being a woman, then I have that full control over how it will come out. So maybe it will come out completely different to others. But, you know, actually using our senses in a different way, maybe.
Sure. Do you have plans for something like a house style? Do you envision what the whiskey will taste like, or is it impossible to do that before you actually start distilling it?
I have plans, yes, but I would also agree it is impossible to be a totally positive on what it's going to be like, because obviously, you know, distilleries have the same equipment, put them in a different place, it can produce a different tasting spirit. So I have an idea, and I know what I want, but it'll, how close I can get to that will remain to be seen.
Okay. Have you already secured the money to make this working distillery?
So yes, well, yeah, it's I'm funding it myself. Mm-hmm. However, since the website has been up and the casks have been available, I've been shocked by the number of people who are wanting to actually get in there and buy them.
Yes.
It has been surprising. And they know full well that there is no actual building there yet. It's not up. But they want to get in there first.
Yeah. Let's talk about the cask ownership and the Founders Club a little bit later. But what about the planning permission? Have you got that one?
Yes, we've been fully involved with planning before we looked at that site. I was in touch with the planning to make sure that it'd be something that they'd be happy with, and all the rules and regulations around all the, you know, the environmental side. It's with them. They have no problems with it at the moment. So after Christmas, it should be a case of getting the final stamp and then away.
Would be a late Christmas present, wouldn't it?
It would be lovely.
Yeah. So what can you tell us about the site where the distillery is built? Why do you build there? And why did you choose it?
Well, it's in an area of the country that had lots of little illicit stills in all the farmhouses. The actual hill itself has a cave in it that's called Smuggler's Cave, where, you know, the area's whiskey used to disappear off out down to Edinburgh. Because it used to be, there was a port there where the whole of the north of Scotland's grain where it would come into, and it would be shipped from that port down to Edinburgh. So there was grain coming into it that wasn't just grown there. So it actually had more access to barley than just what the farmers were growing. So it was the ideal place for lots of little stills.
And what's your water source there?
It's Loch Glas.
Okay.
Which is up in the hills above us.
Great. Will there be a visitor center? Will people be able to drop by and say hello once the distillery is up and running?
To start with, there won't be. We'll get the distillery up and running. We'll be open to people coming in if they just give us a call first, just so that, because of where it is, just to enable them, we'll have to give them pretty good directions to get to it. But there's at the moment, I'm not looking at a visitor centre just yet.
Okay. How much staff will there be when you start out?
How much am I going to produce?
Now, how many persons will be working there when you start?
My apologies. Yes, well, at the very beginning, myself, and then we'll have I'll get a brewer in as well to help out. And it'll be a slow process, but it'll start off.
Okay.
But there is the potential, obviously, from then to have more than that working there.
Let's talk about the two that will be very close friends of yours in the future, Millie and Sally.
And Nelly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about the stills you have and who makes them? Are they already built or are they in production?
They are. Yeah, they're Hogarth stills. So they're coming from Portugal.
Okay.
So they're in production, but it takes time to make a still. So we're looking forward to.
Okay. I didn't understand which kind of stills they are. They are?
They're alembic stills.
Okay.
They're Hogarth stills.
Oh, great. Thank you. I'm sorry. Yeah, and just another question. Will you also do gin there or other spirits, or will you just produce whiskey?
It will just be whiskey. I'm not going to produce anything else.
Okay.
I will do early releases, of unaged spirit,
Okay.
but it will just be purely the malt-based drink. There'll be no other.
So the capacity of the stills, can you describe them a little bit to us?
Well, the large still, the milly still, would be at 1,000 liters, and the Nelly, so it'll be 600 liters.
Okay. So, and that will produce about 30,000 liters a year, as I saw on your website,
That's
right?
right, yes.
Okay. So, as you told us, you don't do gin or any other spirits, so you need to secure the operations of the distillery during the first 3 years or so. And for that, you have created the cask ownership and the Founders Club membership, I suppose. Let's talk about the cask ownership first. How is it? What do you buy? How much is it? How can one apply?
Okay, they are 70-liter casks, which can be bought directly on the distillery website, and they will obviously stay at the distillery for 3 years and a day, but they can be left there longer if that's what you wish.
So they will be filled with New Make Spirit,
They will be
and
filled with spirits, yes.
okay, and you can get samples from them every year or so that you
That's
see.
right, yeah.
Okay.
So you can check to see how it's going in. Yeah?
And how much is such a cask?
That's £2,000.
Okay. And the Founders Club membership is a different way to participate in founding this distillery. And what are the benefits and costs there?
For the Founders Club, basically there will be a special bottling for founders. There'll only be a limited number of them. So, you'll get a new make, a 200 milliliter bottle of new make spirit as soon as it's produced. Then, after 3 years, you will get a bottle of the Founders Club Reserve. Then, again, after 5 and after 10 years.
Oh, great. And that the membership is, how much is it?
It's £595,
Okay.
and then there is postage on that depending on where you live in the world.
Of course, of course. Well, we certainly hope that this will help you to build a great distillery there. And we will link to the cask ownership and the membership, Founders Club membership, beneath the interview and to your website. Thank you so much for your time and for answering all those questions. When do you actually start building the distillery? When will be the first stone placed there?
It is hoped to be before the end of January
Okay.
that we should have that started, and it's expected to be quite a quick process for the type of building that's going up.
Oh, great.
But that's all weather dependent. Being here, we'll just have to see see how the weather allows it.
Yes, of course. So then, all the best to you, and we are very sure that we will hear again from you and watch the progress of your distillery very closely. Thank you, Heather, for being with us. Thank you.